Notice what he says in verse 6, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." If you want wisdom, you go ask him. You remember, "I have not seen, ear heard. It hasn't entered into the heart of man the things that God hath prepared for them that love." But what has happened? "But they are revealed to us, how? By the Spirit of God." The Holy Spirit today is here to be our teacher. That to me was the most wonderful thing I came in contact with as a young Christian, that the Spirit of God would open these things. "God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God." And you know, that's the reason that today there are some folk that they don't have a PhD or a THD. They're not doctor. Their theology hasn't been doctored at all. But they have a knowledge of the Word of God that others do not have. I've told a little story about a little country woman way up in Denison, Texas. And I'll not tell that one again, but I've got several because I've come across these people in my ministry. When I first went to Nashville, Tennessee, I tried to get interest in a Bible conference, and we did get quite a bit of interest. And then there was a morning program that they turned over to the ministers. Well, none of these other ministers wanted it because you had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to conduct it. I was single then, and I have always waked up early. I worked on a newspaper when I was in college, so I'd wake up early. And I agreed to take it. I wanted to take it. And I want to be very frank with you. I tried to teach the Word of God, but nobody seemed to be interested in it except one person. You know who it was? It was a black lady that used to pass my church every morning. And I would be out sometimes at the bulletin board changing the subject. And she'd come by on the way to work. And she'd say, "Mr. McGee, I heard you this morning." And it always made me feel good to know somebody was listening. And she said, "You know what you said." And then we'd discuss it. And she had a real spiritual discernment. Now, she told me that she only finished grade school. But I'm here to tell you that that wonderful black Christian knew more theology than the average Christian in any church in that city in that day that I came in contact with. She really knew how to discuss the Word of God. And you know how she learned it? The Lord giveth wisdom. And she had a Bible. She showed it to me one day. And I've never seen a Bible that was worn as much as that Bible was. She used it. She read it. She understood it. Why? She's willing for the Spirit of God to teach her. Now, we're living in a day when there's not this interest. I'm amazed that there's many people want to study the Bible with us. I've just been thrilled by it because I was rather pessimistic. I had come to the conclusion there weren't really many people that really wanted to study the Word of God. Now, even Dr. Ironside in his day noted that, and here's a statement he made at that time many years ago. He says it's to be feared that even among those who hold and value much precious truth, diligent Bible study is on the wane. I'm afraid that is true. And that's the reason we invite you to send in for notes and outlines, because we believe God wants to teach us today. And He's teaching a great many folk, and that's one of the greatest thrills of my ministry, and very frankly, teaching me too. Oh, how wonderful it is. And I feel like I'm still in the primer.